Minions, did you know Sky Broadband Superfast guarantees your speed?
But then I could get a chat with
them. No, Stuart, it doesn't guarantee you'll win the game.
Okay.
Or that your video will go viral. Or that you'll match with the love of your life. But Sky Broadband Superfast does guarantee the speed we promised or money back. Ooh. So reliable, it's minion-proof. Sky, believe in better. Sky Fibre areas only. Speed measured to hub. Must drop below min download speed for 3 consecutive days. 1 month subscription refund. Claim up to twice in midterm after first fortnight. See sky.com.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens.
Hello and welcome to Watch for Crappens, podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, also the Game Brand Podcast, and joining me is the wonderful and hilarious Ronnie Karam. What's up, Ronnie?
What's up, Ben?
What's up? We made it to the end of the week. It's Summer House time. Love this show. We're going to recap it. But first, a few things. In case you missed the announcement yesterday, we are doing a live virtual recap of Real Housewives of New York. That's going to be on May 6th, Thursday, May 6th at 6 p.m. Eastern. Tickets for that are going on sale this Tuesday at noon on the East Coast. Be sure to get your tickets. Don't miss out. Tell all your friends. Whenever we do these live virtual events, it's always amazing. We get lots and lots of people and everyone interacts and everyone talks and it brings everyone together and we have a blast. You'll have a blast. You never know what's going to happen. So just mark your calendars. The tickets will go on sale on Tuesday. We'll have a lot more reminders of that. So there is that. The other thing is our bonus episode this week is really fun. We had a guest on our bonus. We rarely have a guest on our bonus episodes, but we have one this week. It's none other than Miss Taylor Strecker. So the three of us yuck it up for a while, talking about all sorts of fun things. So go check that out on Patreon. And we also guested on the Reality Is podcast this week. So also check that podcast out. And then we're going to be on Taylor Strecker's podcast next week. So we're really all over the place. So go check out all those things and support your other podcasters and podcasts and all that good stuff. Huh, that was the big announcement. Wasn't that fun, Ronnie?
Yeah, good job. Thank you. Nice work, buddy. So today, here we are with some Summer House. We finally get the boyfriends. The boyfriends all show up this week, and we get to meet Dez.
Dez,
classy Dez, who comes to the house this week, and we're just going to pretend that whole Hannah saying, I really thought that you liked me, we were like a boyfriend and girlfriend, we're just going to pretend all that never happened. Let's just erase that and just pretend that Hannah has been dating Dez this whole time.
Well, listen.
And everyone knew it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it definitely adds a nice wrinkle to that whole saga. But, you know, I mean, listen, if Luke was allowed to keep a prospect on the side, why not Hannah too? You know, why not?
Because he wasn't the one crying and telling everybody that he was being led on. That's why.
True, but he did but he did lead her on all last summer, right?
So, well, that's last summer. I mean, look, okay? This is not, can't just keep going back every summer.
The two of them are not paragons of model behavior, even if one of them is an actual model. But the point is this: yes, Dez is here. Dez is here, and wow. Wow, he's like an old Blockbuster video. Wow, what a difference.
What a difference.
So, Steven is in the backyard. He's come back to win back Lindsay with a big effort. In this case, his big effort is getting a bunch of those little Bluetooth, you know, candles from Tuesday morning and making shapes in the backyard that say, I heart you. And so Lindsay, like, has to get ready for this. She's like, keep him busy while I get ready. And then so starts running around the house, peeing. And, you know, now she's got her period because, you know, she wasn't pregnant. So it's like the second you finally take that pregnancy test is when your period comes. Happens every time.
Oh, it happens to me all the time. And Lindsay keeps on doing this thing that, like, you see in, like, teen soaps or like Party of Five or something like that, when there's like a romantic moment, she just goes up to Steven and goes, "Hey, hey." She does it like three different times, like once from the balcony, once when she sits down with him, like another time, like in the kitchen, like, "Hi." Like, it's that thing where people say hi and it's supposed to be very romantic because they said it sort of short and in a coy way. Hi.
Like, well, hey, the girl didn't get the taco contract for not having any charm. I'll tell you that much. Yeah. So then Amanda starts her episode-long jealousy arc where she's like, "Why did he have to show up on my anniversary, Kyle?"
It's the anniversary of the day you were proposed to. That is a third-rate anniversary. I'm sorry. This is not your special day. Anniversaries are reserved for wedding days and maybe for like the first time you met, right? But not you don't get to have an anniversary, a special anniversary, for the time that you were proposed to on a reality show on a boat.
Yeah. So the girls are up on the balcony just judging Steven's candle art. And Sierra's like, "Okay, girl." And Hannah says, "You know, the heart is really well done. So I'll give her that."
High marks for like a well-done heart. Strave can do something right. And what you couldn't see in the dark was that connecting all those votives were fish sticks. It was just so charming. So then Lindsay's like, "God damn it, I'm on my period and shit." And then we just see Carl go directly into the bathroom. And for some reason, we cut back to Carl taking a shower so many times. And it never really paid off. I don't really understand what the game plan was, but you know.
I actually rewound it to see if we were going to hear like a... You know, because they're I look great, by the way.
Shoulders.
Because it was so weird that they kept cutting back to it. But I guess the point was is that he was missing all of the Steven drama.
Yeah.
So Kyle's like, "Oh, here's what happened. She called up and I was like, you know what? Steven called up and I was like, bro, you know what? I think in person is going to go a long way. I mean, this is Lindsay we're talking about. Okay. Why get hung up on when you can get slapped? Okay. Come to the house, man.
So Lindsay finally, after she has done all that she needs to do, she goes out to the backyard and she sits down with Strava and goes, "Hi." And he gives her the flowers. He goes, "Well, I figured I'd bring them today." And they kind of stand close to each other and he's like trying to go for a kiss, but he's like also being wary. So they just are standing very close. And Kyle is like, "Well, I hope that this grand gesture lives up to the Lindsay Hubhouse standards." I'm like, "Well, I don't see a helicopter. I don't see a crystal chariot. And I don't see Yanni playing on a keyboard nearby. So I would say, no, it will not live up to it."
Yeah, he was like, "I want to reenact our favorite movie. And you know what? I just don't think there were battery candles in Say Anything." So,
yeah. And then the romance.
And she goes, "How did you get here?" And he goes, "I Ubered. Like, it was like a big plan. It's been in the works for a little bit. What do you think? I mean, battery candles, so it's pretty huge.
How much time does it take to order an Uber?" Like, I just question the amount, like, his time and effort. I think he's just not efficient with his time. It's like, yeah, this was in the first I had to download Uber, so that was on Monday. And then I had to like enter in my credit cards. That was Tuesday. And then I had to, you know, find my phone. That was Wednesday through following Tuesday. Then I had to buy votives.
But I geotagged the entire experience and put it in this pie chart for you. So at least you can follow along. And she's like, "I'm in Chicago. How long have you been here?" And he's like, "Well, I didn't know you were at dinner." "So hours? You've been here for hours? Oh my God, he's been here for hours, you guys. How are you feeling?
How was your Uber ride?" "Well, it was actually Uber Pool, so it took a really long time." "You took Uber Pool and not Uber? That's not a grand gesture."
"Well, I've been really nervous and scared because, like, we left off cutting ties, and I'm just, like, so scared of losing you. Like, I want to see if you'll be my girlfriend again." And she's like,
"That was so sweet, and I don't have an answer right at the moment." "If your goal is to press reset, then maybe we can start with a date."
Yeah, and the music had been, like, all, like, cheerful and, like, wow, the magic, like, the undeniable chemistry. And then when she says... I don't have an answer. The music's like, just like comes to a stop.
He's like, "So what does dating look like? I mean, should I, do I have to like Uber home and then Uber back and then like Uber home? This is gonna take me a while. Is there a table I can sit at to plan these Ubers out? This is a lot of planning.
You know, she was probably like, yes, that's what I would like, but then was like, wait, I'm on camera, I can't be totally unreasonable. And she's like, no, you can stay and we'll just have to see what happens. Finger banging. You know, this guy has to prove himself before I take him back. And it's been 3, 2, 1, done nothing, but he's proven. Okay, let's bang.
I need this to be proven, then he's gonna be consistent.
I'm like, what do you want him to do? Like, jump out from corners to surprise you? You know, it's like you're never going to have a moment of rest because he's going to be trying to surprise you all the time. Like, yeah. Thank you for breakfast. Oh my God, why am I choking? I put some Drano in there. Just kidding. I gotcha. Gotcha. Are you surprised?
So Sierra is just watching and she's like, I just feel like a one-time gesture doesn't, you know, make everything all right. And Kyle's like, just bask in the moment. I mean, she was so happy. Look at her. She's literally clawing his arm off. Have you ever seen her happier than when she's maiming her boyfriend? Am I right?
Yeah, because now they're doing the performative makeout, you know, because I know that the whole house is watching them.
Yeah.
So Sierra's like, yeah, that one time wouldn't work. And Paige is like, I'm like a guy. So Luke is saying, Luke, then we get Luke's. I like how it just cuts back to everybody for their reaction. Yeah. So we get Luke's take, and he's like, you know, consistency, that's going to be the thing here. You know, coming around the circle there with his little stick in his hand, aiming at the butt. Can you do it the same way every time? That's my question.
Yeah, he goes, and you know, in the real world, flowers every day is going to get expensive. Anyone catch that? Oh, man, it really killed when I did when I did my stand-up at Showtime at the Minnesota Apollo. It was great. I don't
even know what that means. So Hannah's on the phone with Dez, and she's like, I want to show you my boob. Oh, yeah, my boob. She starts doing this weird boob dance where she's showing him her boob.
I don't know what was sadder, this thing happening on her FaceTime or the wall art in that room. Just it was a big, wide shot, and I just really took in some strange macrame and then just like a random hanging poster of like a vista. I was like, this room is so depressing. I feel like we have not harped on how depressing this room is. This clearly converted gym space that's been turned into this very, very sad room.
So Hannah gets, she just tells us the story real fast so we don't try and put any dots together, right? We don't try and connect any dots. She's like, well, earlier this summer, I got a DM from Dez and we hung out and it was fun. So I kept him on the back burner to see what would happen with Luke. But I've really been into Dez the whole time. So yeah. It's like, well, nicely done.
Yeah.
Let's see how many people buy that one. Okay. I can't wait. This episode, I've been waiting for this episode.
I buy it. Like in my mind, here's how I see how it played out. So Luke was after her all last summer. She had no idea that Luke was also going after Sierra. She's got this hot male model. She tried to hold out and then she's like, fuck it. I want to go with a hot male model. And then Dez comes along and she's like, oh, this guy's pretty cool. But then she knows she's going to go back on TV. And we always hate it, right? When people go back on to a reality show and they've got attachments and you're like, oh, it's so annoying. It's like Paige and Perry. Like, we don't want to see that. And she's thinking, you know what? I've got this male model who's into me, and yeah, this Dez guy is cool, but you know what? I kind of want to fuck around. It's my right to fuck around. She gets in the house, and then she realizes he doesn't want to fuck around with her anymore, and she potentially botched shit up with this guy that she likes, so she's gonna cry. She knows she fucked up. She fucked up big time, but luckily Dez is horny, and so she's able to get with Dez anyway. And so that was my take on it.
Yeah, again, if she didn't do the whole like crying and getting everybody to be against Luke and then saying, yeah, Luke's just into me, you know, Luke just really needs to stop because he's obviously totally into me the whole time, then I think that your story would play a little bit better. But I don't think it's just like what happened last summer and then leading up to this summer. That's all I'm saying. It's like what actually happened in the house. And what actually happened in the house was her boohooing and saying that Luke totally led her on and thinking that they were together. And he's like, no, we were just friends this whole time. I told you we've just been friends this whole time. It's like, oh, you came in my mouth. How is that being just friends?
Well, but that's true,
and too. Then, you know, he made this whole thing about how I've told you we were just friends. You acted like we were just friends. I'm pretty sure you were dating people. And she's like, no, we weren't just friends, and you know we weren't just friends, and this whole thing, and then telling everybody that he's basically, you know, crushed her and done all this stuff, and now he won't even let her go, and he's flirting with her all the time and making this big, huge thing, when the truth was they were just friends, she was dating somebody else, he was dating somebody else, and then she came into the house and made it this.
Yeah, I mean, I think that she definitely went off the deep end about Luke, but I also feel like Luke kind of messed with her mind as well. Like, I just don't think it's as... I guess when everyone's
like... I see
like,
that. I mean, yeah, I think I've said that before, too.
Yeah,
I just think
that everyone's like, oh, like, she was being duplicitous with Dez. I guess that's more the argument that I'm making. I don't think she was being duplicitous about Dez. I think that she just was...
No, I don't care about Dez. He's some fucking...
She was just trying to trade up.
I don't care about Dez.
So, like, that's all I'm saying is, like, I don't think it's... You know, I don't even have the brain capacity to really even recall the parts of what happened earlier this season between Hannah and Luke. But in terms of everyone being like, oh, see, she was lying all the time. I'm like, no, she was like, I mean, wouldn't you hold out for Luke over Dez too? I mean, come on. I mean, let's really look at this. Like, you've got Dez.
But it's not about that. It's not about holding out for him. It's about telling everybody that Luke was leading her on to think that she was in a relationship with Luke.
Well, yeah,
that's the point.
It's
not would I rather bang Luke than Dez. Of course, everybody would rather bang Luke than Dez. I mean, that's not a fair comparison. The point is Hannah's actions and how she led everybody to believe this was when it was obviously not the truth. And now she's acting like this has been it all along. You know, she's like, oh, yeah, well, I was seeing him. And that's just like, you know, so it's like put it out there. And like all the other stuff didn't happen.
Right.
All the other stuff did happen, ma'am. And it was on camera.
I don't know. It's all very confusing. I'm sure I've enraged 99% of the listeners right now, so I don't want to trigger them anymore. so we'll just move on because I'm not invested enough in this thing, but
it's Summer House.
It's Summer
House. We've already given this more brain than it deserves.
Yeah,
okay,
like
more
I feel like I hear everything you're saying and I don't disagree with it, but I also don't disagree with what I'm saying also. So,
well, the good thing is we don't have to agree.
We really don't, because again, it's Summer House. But I'm really looking forward to a lot of tweets that I'm going to receive because, you know, internet. Dan is on the phone with Robert. What am I reading here? Oh, Danielle. Danielle is on the phone with Robert. She calls up her man, Robert, and he's like,
yeah, I've been napping.
And then we go to Carl in the shower.
Like, she's like, what is this, your fifth nap for the day? And he's like, oh, funny. Sorry, we can't all be in Social House.
Yeah, they have a real, just a sparkling relationship. And so Carl is still showering. And now Shravi's like, I don't know if I'm allowed to kiss you or not. Like, I'll just hold your hand. A hug, maybe. Like, it's nice to hug you. I like the hug. He goes, well, I didn't go to all this effort to not get a kiss. I'm like, you know what, Stravi, you're not entitled to a kiss because you showed up with some votives and took an Uber someplace. Okay, that's not how it works.
I risked lowering my Uber rating for this. Okay, you're gonna kiss me. So Carl finally gets out of the shower and sees him kissing, and he's like, oh, what the fuck? So Carl is talking to Kyle. He's like, did you see who's outside? I thought it was a ghost, a little box sitting ghost. I mean, like, I'm confused, but whatever. Like, Lindsay's my number one, but like, if they're not getting along, it's like really stressful, and I'm an empath now. Yeah. So like, I can't be around fighting because it's like triggering. Okay, even though I start most of the fights in this house. But you know what, like, it's triggering. And like, this roller coaster is, when did you become an empath? Just stop with this.
Yeah, okay. I think Carl has gone through some horrific things that I wouldn't wish on anyone, but he also has a history of playing this role of like, I'm just a gentle husk that needs to be treated carefully. That's just who I am. I want to take it slow.
He starts half, every huge fight has been a Carl fight.
Yes.
If you really think about it, except for this season when it was like Kyle versus Hannah that one time. It's usually Carl that starts all the big fights. And now he's like, oh, I can't be around it. It's like, it triggers me. Oh, the anger, the people. I just feel everything. Okay.
Quiet, you jackass. You're such a jackass, Ronnie.
I don't like you.
Oh, I'm triggered.
So now Lindsay,
did you see that Luke came out with shirts that say, I don't like you?
I did not see that.
He's like, guys, you've been asking me for them. So here they are. Sweatshirts that say, I don't like you. Okay.
So then Lindsay and Shravi are outside and, they're just, I think they're now kissing, right? Now they're officially kissing. And Luke is, I guess, watching, and he's explaining his role in this setup, and he's like, you know, I knew that he was coming, but like, I didn't know the details. And like, he knew that, like, if I knew, I'd probably give him a hug first, okay? Speaking of which, Stravi, give me a hug, because I guess Stravi's upstairs now. So Luke is like going in for a hug with Stravi, and he's like, you know, I'm just so happy he's back. I had so much fun with him. And then we see a montage of them just standing outside talking. Yeah,
we get like their illustrious friendship montage. It's like, look, this, it's like Starsky and Hutch, guys. And they're like, so, your mom good? Yeah. Yours good? Yeah. You know, I haven't been drinking that much. Me neither. I guess I'm going to go into work. All right, bro. Bye. Bye now.
Oh, such good times. Such good times. They should make a movie of our lives.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So then we go to Paige on the phone with Perry. Now, Perry is someone who really triggers me. You know, that's where my anger, for some reason, Perry is my, he is my Hannah for this season. Like, he's the one who annoys me every single time. So Paige is on the phone with Perry, and he's like, are you okay? And that's all he says, but I'm like, you know, Perry, don't, Perry, because I know you're not sincerely asking if she's okay. You're going to turn into something.
Yeah, but he's saying that because she's calling him, like, huddled up in bed in the semi-dark, like, with her hands on her forehead, like, oh, my God, I'm so stressed. So he's like, are you okay? She's like, So then Amanda's cuddling with Kyle, and she's like, you know what? I don't think that she would love if you did a grand gesture on her anniversary. And then she tells us, I mean, we were supposed to get married, like, soon, and this is fine. Like, this one's for you, Lindsay. I mean, you totally deserve to take this night away from me.
You didn't have this night in the first place, Amanda. I don't think you even realized it was an anniversary until Kyle pulled out flowers at Hampton Social Julon. Whatever. It's so ridiculous. So then we go back to Perry, who's still a page. She's huddled up. And she's like, I feel like my life is falling apart. I'm just like exhausted emotionally. And he's like, because of me? No? Okay, so do you still love me? Yeah. Then what's falling apart? Walk me through it. I can't. He's like, such a talker at her. It just drives me absolutely nuts.
Really? I like Perry. What? Am I the only person who likes Perry? I think he's so nice. Listen, he's older and he's like, go to summer house, have a fun time. I'm not going to go make you look like an idiot. Go have fun. I'm not going to show up there and be like the old guy at the summer house being some weirdo. Like, I have a real job. Go have fun.
No, he doesn't care about being like the old guy and the weirdo. He's already dating Paige. He already is the old guy, you know, but he, I don't know. He reminds me of like every obnoxious bro who works in finance and just like, you know, spent like a good amount of their lives on cocaine and just like talking fast at you and like giving you recommendations about steakhouses that you didn't ask for. Like, that's what he really reminds me of. And I mean
that's like what I'm searching for, so well. Guess you're not gonna like my boyfriend if I ever have one. I'm like, you have coke and you're in finance, perfect. Do you know a good steakhouse? I love a potato.
Yeah. Oh, did you hear that Scott Rudin throws baked potatoes at people? Did you read that article?
No, but that's amazing.
I had to tell you that because there was an article in The Hollywood Reporter about Scott Rudin, the worst temper in Hollywood. And like, at one time, he threw a baked potato at an assistant. I was like, Ronnie has to know that. So anyway, speaking of the Scott Rudin of Summer House, Lindsay, she's talking to Steven some more, and he's like, I guess, are they in bed? I think they're in bed. And she's like, oh, what do you want? And he goes, why do you think I'm here? So sex,
and he undoes her bra, and they get it on. Mm-hmm. So then back to Amanda and Kyle. She's like, I'm emotional, and I really hate getting emotional, Kyle. Like, I feel like I need a good cry. He's like, you want to cry on me? She's like, oh, I'm just tired.
And for some reason, this is cross-cutting between, like, Stravi banging Lindsay like a little rabbit and going, feels good, doesn't it? Bunk, 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 bunk. Stravi, are you fucking me on top of an apple crate and a pillow right now? Yeah.
My heart's racing. One too many espresso martinis. So in the morning, Kyle is that roommate who wakes up and does the loudest thing he can possibly do. I'm like, are you making coffee with a leaf blower? How are you making this coffee?
I hate that. That's like, I cannot stand someone who's like, well, I'm awake. You guys should be awake too. Like, you guys should all be on my schedule too. Like, it's like what I got. It's like what I was talking about a few weeks ago. But like, just because he decided it's time for him to clean, that everyone else has to clean. It's very triggering. The men are really making me react to things this episode.
Well, you know what? I think you need some more
daydreaming, achieving, daydreaming, achieving.
I believe the lyrics were, they say I'm daydreaming, but you better stop believing that one day I'll be achieving.
There you go. So Paige is saying that Dez is coming tonight, so she's cleaning, and she's like, I'm like messy but clean, and Hannah is like dirty, so I need to clean.
And then we just see Carl go up to Kyle and go, what's up, dude? I like went to sleep at 10, and then like woke up at 1, and then was up tossing and turning until 4.
Yeah, I'm an empath. Yeah, that's why
I feel.
So Hannah is trying on clothes for Paige, and she's like, do you approve of this outfit? What does this outfit say about me? That it doesn't fit, first of all. Okay, it's like some denim ruffle thing and like some denim shorts. And she's like, it says cute, flirty, innocent, and Maximista. Okay, it's perfect.
Is your boyfriend named Marshall by any chance? So yeah, Hannah's like really excited, and Paige is like, I feel like I already love him. There's just something about him. I just can already tell he's going to be charming, won't say inappropriate things, and will treat this house with the respect it deserves.
Yeah, my armpits are sweating. I wish Perry was coming too. You should tell him to come. Just come to the pool for a day. It's like,
my dream scenario is that he comes tonight and then we all have dinner because we'll all be couples. And then all the couples will be like, oh my God, you're a couple. We're a couple too. What do you guys like to do that are couple things? And then you'll say like, I like bread and who likes bread? And I'll be like, oh my God, bread's gross. And then Perry will be like, oh my God, bread's gross. And we'll be like, pinky swears. Oh my God, that would be my dream. But I don't think it's going to happen.
My other dream? Is if I could find this look for about $10 less. So then Hannah is like, well, how long are you willing to be with a guy who doesn't even want to hang out with your friends? And she's like, and so then Paige tells us, this is the second summer in a row without my boyfriend. And it's the second summer that he's made me feel bad about not hanging out with him. And he's like putting me in a situation where I have to pick. And if he didn't want to come and spend the time with the house, I get that. But don't make me feel guilty for me wanting to do it. And there it is summed up.
So she cries.
And there it is summed up for me right there that he guilts her. For doing her job.
When did he guilt her?
Every single time. Don't you hear all these interactions? When did he guilt her? Every interaction is like, it's like laced with passive aggression from him. Every single one for the past 2 years.
I don't know. I don't see it. I just see him being like, hey, babe, what's up? She's like, how dare he? How dare he? So she's like, I mean, if he really loved me, he'd figure it out. Like, he's the guy. And Hannah's like, well, like, he does love you, but like, I don't know if it's like what you want, because like the love of your life should feel like happy. Okay. I mean, you wear outfits that are like a bottom and a top, and they didn't come as a pair.
Thank you, Hannah. That's all I'm trying to say.
So, yeah, Hannah's like, he's going to continue doing what he's doing unless you tell him, and you have to call him out. You're hurting for him not to hurt. And so, you know, Paige just wants to be in the summer house and doesn't want to feel bad about it from her boyfriend.
Yeah, and she pulls a Beyonce. She's like, I choose me. It's like, you go, bae. So Hannah's like, go for it. Get on your game face. You know, watch your game change because your game face is on. You're like stagnant right now. So get off your ass, you lazy little idiot.
Speaking of which,
you're being your dad right now. Oh, sorry.
And speaking of which, your game face is dirty. So Carl's like on the phone with someone and he's stressed out. And then Luke is going to, he's going to get someone some cologne. And then Danielle's mom FaceTimes Aida and she's like, "Mom, guess what? Robert's coming tomorrow." "Oh, I'm sorry, Danielle. This was a butt dial. I didn't mean to actually call you. But don't you want to hear about my boyfriend?" Okay. I've got about 5 minutes before I watch that Biography Channel story about Phil Donahue. Okay, go on. You got 5 minutes.
"Well, he's going to come see me. I love Marlo Thomas, too." "Mom!" "Okay, love you, honey. Talk to you soon."
Click. "The philography's on. Bye."
So then with Lindsay goes, she's brushing her teeth and she goes to Steven and she's like, "It is so weird seeing two toothbrushes in the bathroom." He's been gone for like 3 days.
Yeah.
Okay. In summer house time.
No, but he just never brushed his teeth before. So he's changing. So then Stravi is now back at his desk and he has a proper chair. So we really see this relationship is moving in the right direction. Like, you know, a real deal chair. And she was saying how, like, you know, she was going back and forth about what to do. And it was just, like, really hard to figure out what to do without seeing him in person and all that. And he's like, "Yeah." Because, you know, he's full of so much personality. And then she's like, "You know, I'm enjoying my day right now, by the way." He goes, "Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, I just so you know, I took a pregnancy test and it was negative. But, like, how would you feel if it were positive?" And he's like, "Well, it's a joint decision, and if you didn't want to be with me and have my kid, I'd have to support that decision, but it would be cool to have a kid with you, especially because, like, I've been working on some concepts for a high chair. I don't know."
"It's made out of cardboard. It's a box, really. It's just a box."
Yeah.
And she's like, "Well, you never know what life a decision will smack you in the face with." And he's like, "Yeah, but, like, it would be, like, nice to have, like, kids." "Oh, my God, you want kids?" "Well, like, not tomorrow." "So today? You want kids today? Oh, my God, we're having kids today. It could have happened last night."
Oh, God, scary. So now here comes Dez at long last. And so he walks up to the front door and he does this super performative knock. Like, he knows he's on TV. Like, he knocks like no human knocks normally. He puts both his hands up and he does like a double, like, clunk, 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 clunk. Like, as if he's like banging a giant drum on some stage. I'm like, you know what? Knock like a normal person, please. Like, I don't want this whole... I'm on TV knock. This is not what I'm here for.
So everybody is kind of curious, right? So Hannah's, you know, doing like the bachelor hug, I'm sure, like the jump up and like the koala bear hug or whatever. And Paige is like, "Oh my God, I feel so weird watching you guys. I wish Perry could be here to feel weird watching you guys with me, but whatever." And Sierra's like, "Wow, you're like way shorter on FaceTime." He's like, "Hey, girls."
He's like, "Hey, Lindsay, how are you?" And then she's like, "Do you want something to drink?" He's like, "Yeah, I'd love some water, actually. Can you get me some water, huh?"
"God,
love
give some me water, some water, please, huh?" "This is the kitchen. I do a lot of work here. I don't get credit where credit is due." He's like, this looks like nothing like what I expected, eh? Like, look, what's that, a bathroom?"
Lindsay's just looking at him and laughing. Just like, "Oh my God, is this person in the house?"
Everyone's reaction to him is hilarious because they're all just kind of standing back watching him. It's like a Dez walks through the wild, you know? They're just all like standing behind something, kind of watching him. Like Lindsay's standing behind the table, kind of going through mail, just like trying not to crack up. And Sierra's like, "Well, I mean, he is better looking in person." And Paige goes, "Yeah. And taller."
Yeah.
So Hannah and Dez run to the bathroom to fuck.
Yeah.
They're like, "Let's fuck." So they run to the bathroom.
"You're so fucking hot."
"Oh, yeah.
You're so fucking
you're
hot.
You're so handsome.
You're so fucking you're hot
handsome.
Right now.
You're hot. You're handsome. So hot.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Oh. You're so handsome.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Oh.
And the whole house is just like, because everyone can hear them. And then you hear 1 minute later. It's like 1 minute later. And you just hear him go, "This is a dirty towel."
So we're already kind of like, I'm in a deep state of cringe at this point, and it just gets worse from here. So then
I'm skeeved. I'm pretty skeeved.
It's a skeeved cringe. Like Skeeven Skielberg. So, Skeeven Scotty.
Skeeven Skielsberg.
Skeeven Skielsberg. So now Dez finally meets Luke, and Luke's like, "Oh, how you doing, brother? Nice to finally meet you. I've heard a lot about you." And Dez is like, "Oh, yeah, I've heard a lot about you, too. You came as avatars, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Wow."
Yeah, because Luke is like shirtless and all hot. He's like, yeah. He's like, yeah, he came as advertising. And Luke goes, well, you know, you're tall. So, you know, you've got that.
You're tall. I mean, you're not a model or anything, you know. But so far, I like you. Okay, let's not try to add the don't in there, okay? So then Kyle's like,
so what is this the older version of me? And goes, oh my God, Hannah wanted to bang me this whole time, so she's banging my dad.
Yeah, which is funny because they're only about 3 years apart in age. But yeah, the point still remains. And so Dez, even though he seems to have a Boston accent, lives in West Hampton. And like, yeah, my family's owned a house there since 1990. And then, which it's not like... I mean, that's cool, but it's not like 1890. He sort of announces it as if it's like a pillar of the community. Oh, yeah, you know the house that was built at the time when that song by EMF was really big? You won't believe. Wow!
Yeah, you know, when Hannah was born. And she's like, not going to lie, it took a lot for Dez to come here knowing the fights I've had with these guys. And then we see clips of Hannah being like, he's mean to me. That guy's like absolutely vile to me. And she tells us, but I think, like, him having a presence shows me he cares, you know? And it's, like, nice to feel like I have a guy on my team.
He's a comedian, and he gets to be on TV. I mean, what about that knock on the door was not like, hello, America, my name is Dez, and I'm your comedian here for Summer House, huh?
So now Paige is really feeling it, because everybody is a couple now in the house, except really for Luke and Carl. So, and Sierra. But Luke, well, but Carl and Sierra are, like... No, kind of flirting.
Yeah,
and Luke like can literally make it, like a tree would make out with Luke. Yeah. So she's just like lonely. So she calls Perry and she's like, "I'm wearing your favorite dress right now." And he goes, "What's the special occasion?" She goes, "We're cooking dinner for our boyfriends, lobster pasta."
And so then he goes, "Lobster? You never make that for me." Explain that one, Ronnie. Explain that one.
I think it's like being cute. It's just like, you never make that for me. It's like, do you even deserve that? He's like, oh, so basically it's like a couple's retreat over there. Well, I don't want to interfere with you and your friends. I mean, are you upset that I'm not there?
Wait, he's doesn't say, no, I'm sorry. Stop it. Stop it, Ronnie. You were making him sound so cute and innocent. Like, are you upset that I'm not there? He was like, oh, so you're upset that I'm not there? That was the tone. It was like Bethany Frankel tone, not like,
no, because he's like, are you upset that I'm not there? Because... It's like he's surprised that she's upset that he's not there is what I got from it.
My read on Perry was that he was trying to make her defensive and like it felt manipulative.
You were so full of it.
Perry was not
she's
like
she's never even
upset?
Said anything like that. Don't you think Paige would call that out if Perry
not if
was like
daddy issues are
but
strong.
Doesn't she like her dad?
Yeah, but daddy issues.
Hannah's the one with daddy issues.
You can like your dad and still have daddy issues. Like you can, if you're like looking for that acceptance or whatever, you know. I mean, I think that she would.
I mean, I guess
that's why
she makes it sound like he's really nice to her, but that she is just bored with him. That's what she's made it sound like on the show. I mean, if she had ever said something like, you know, he's like really rude to me, and I don't like the way he talks to me, but I still love him. I mean, if it was something like that, I would. But she's really said nothing except this guy's like really great to her, and she really likes him, but she just gets kind of bored because he's old and she doesn't want to sit around the house all the time.
Yeah, well, I think that she's bored because he has. Like this idea of like, this is what I think he calls all the shots and he's like, this is how it is. And then she's bored because she can't really be herself. She can't be the Paige that we know and love. And, I'm standing on this one. This is it. This is the line in the sand, Ronnie. The podcast is over. 10 years. Perry Gate.
I'm out of here. So Perry's like, well, you know, I gotta work, you know, I got a lot of work and stuff going on. She's like, I know. And she tells us Lindsay's ex-boyfriend, who she dumped, showed up and decorated the backyard after getting dumped. Did I mention that he got dumped? And my man can't even come for a drink.
Well, that's unreasonable.
Okay, I'll give you that one.
wait a second. I thought I was on your side for that one.
Oh, really? No. He could come for a drink.
You can't just come for a drink to the Hamptons. You go to New York City to the Hamptons. Is he staying in the Hamptons?
I don't know.
If he's staying in the Hamptons, the point is very strong. But if he's in New York City, it's a little unreasonable to be like, why can't he come over for a drink?
Well, he could like make the effort one time if she wants him. I've been under the impression the whole time that he's like, I don't want to be on TV. And she's like, yeah, but I want to do the show. He's like, go do it. Have fun. And she does it. And that's like cool. So, you know, he's like, okay, you do your thing, I'll do my thing. So for him, for her to be like, hey, you know, would you maybe just come for a drink? Like, he could at least do that if he's not going to be on the show.
Yeah. I think I get the sense that he calls all the shots and that, like, if she doesn't, he's allowed her to go on the show. But remember last season, he guilted her the entire time. She, like, actually skipped, like, at least one weekend, if not two, to be with him because he, like, if she didn't, they were going to break up. So I don't know. I don't like him. I do not like Perry.
Okay.
And I know that. Noted. The audience is like, why are we talking so much about, like, Perry?
Who cares?
It's like not even about Perry this episode. But you know, we gotta speak our hearts.
Okay, noted.
Yeah.
So then we go to the kitchen and she FaceTimes her mom to get help cooking. And Sierra is like, hi mom. Oh my god, you're so cute. Like, you've got such a face on for a Thursday night.
Yeah.
And Paige is like, all right, mom, this is the kind of pasta I got. She's like, is the lobster meat chunked? Is it cooked already? She's like, I don't know. Is this cooked? Is it chunked? I'll send a pic, mom.
Yeah. I don't know. So then Hannah, meanwhile, is making some sort of pepperoni pizza crescent roll thing with, like, Pillsbury dough things. And Dad's like, oh, wow, did you buy them? And she's like, no, I'm making them. And he's like, oh, so fun. Oh, like, how could you tell that you... Des is really triggering me. I'm like, how does he not see that this is clearly Pillsbury? Like, do you think Hannah was out there making a Ruff Puff, like, in between you guys fucking?
So Stephen and Luke have one of their Mel Gibson and Danny Glover conversations. Luke is like, you know, she's got a dude, and I'm so glad, and I just hope we find a common energy and chill. What do you have to say about it? And Stephen's like, yeah. Great scene, guys. Oh, all right, let's wrap.
Got so much fun with him. So now Carl meets Des, and
I'm too old for this shit.
One day away from retiring. So Carl's like, hey, Des. Just so you know, I'm an ally here if you need me. Because sometimes these ladies get a little, you know, but welcome to the house. Like, Carl, you're the one who dressed up like an Amish person and, like, charged at Luke. So don't talk about the ladies getting a little ...
If you're in trouble, I'll know because I'm an empath. So I'll just come running to your side. Don't worry about it, bro.
I just need a low-stress environment for me, please. Thanks.
So everybody's getting ready for dinner, and Kyle and Amanda are matching. And he's like, whoa, is this a coincidence? And she's like, you saw me? Get dressed, Kyle.
It's the one-day anniversary of when I chose this outfit, Kyle. And Paige is doing my favorite thing, which is that she is taking on the role of imaginary server. Like, she's doing her waitress role play game. You know, she's like, and now here we have some pasta. Please enjoy. Okay. This compliments of the house.
And Hannah's like, yeah, and if you have dairy allergies, you're going to shit yourself. All right. Who says this is like the Gucci of pasta? Was that Des or Kyle?
I think it's Kyle. No? It has a Kyle vibe to it. And then he eats Hannah's croissant thing, and he's like, oh, well, I'm enjoying this French-Italian delicacy. And then Lindsay goes, Hannah, are you French?
And she says no, and Carl goes, oh, you should have said oui, which is yes.
Which is, like, everything. This is why I love Summer House. Like, this is exactly why I love everything about this show.
So then Danielle's like, update everybody, Robert's coming, so I took tomorrow off and next week. And Lindsay's like, great. Okay, so Des, have you met everyone officially?
Everyone's like, why is the water jug talking? Okay.
He's like, yeah, you know, everyone except Luke is a different person.
Yeah, because now Luke is wearing he's wearing dark clothes. So,
oh yeah, so he says everyone except Luke now is a different person. Yeah, and Carl goes, yeah, that's Lumberjack Luke. You met Lumberjack Luke. This is Hipster Luke.
And Luke's like, yeah, I was working. I didn't have a shirt on. And Des goes, oh, you're a master of disguise, huh? 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 Does anyone want to talk about Robert coming? Anyone? Did I hear a voice? Did someone leave that Phil Donahue special on?
So, old Kyle, do you like to play tennis? And he's like, nah, I don't do that. And he's like, so how'd you meet old Hannah here? And Des is like, well, I followed it for a while, and she was chilling in Shelter Island, I saw. So I was like, yo,
I'm here in Shelter Island too. You know, I should stick my penis inside of you. So, you know, that's what we did. And he's like, so you've just been having phone calls for the past 6 weeks? Or, yeah, yeah. You know, like the first day we didn't kiss, then the second day we fucked.
And Luke goes, really? He's like trying to like contain his like disgust and surprise. He goes, really? Really?
But he can't because he's wearing really thick glasses, which like really magnify his eyes. So you really see him. You really see how pissed he is. And it's so funny.
He's like, I don't like. I won't finish. I won't say it. I won't say it. You. I don't like you. Luke. Oh, my God. Oh, he's. Everyone be careful. Luke is raging again.
Yeah. So he tells us, oh, well, it's all coming together now. I guess I was just leading Hannah on, huh? Well, at least that's what she said.
So then Des is like, well, perhaps it took you by surprise. I mean, it had to be doggy, you know, so like whale mask, you know what I'm saying? Ha, ha, ha. And everyone's like,
ew.
We're like, we just met you and we're at the table. And he's just like shoving his face full of some sort of like ice cream sundae or whatever. And I'm just like, it was a collective groan across America. It was like we all heard it together. A whole.
The only shock here is that he's not in a bowling shirt, honestly. So Hannah's like, yeah, you know, I was just like so desperate while Luke was in Minnesota fucking whoever. And I was like, take me, take me. And Luke just looks so pissed off. And he goes, good dinner, Hannah. Thanks.
Wow, pretty good for a non-hat dish. Know what I'm saying? Sorry, that was so mean. It was so mean. So now it's afterward. They're doing dishes. So Carl and Sierra are doing dishes. So Carl is still doing his I'm a good boy act. And he's like, well, almost there, Sierra. Misery needs company. I'm just Carl, your friendly dish doer with you.
He's like, I find doing dishes to be, like, therapeutic. Like, I had a weird 48 hours. I mean, Steven came back and, you know, other stuff happened. And I just, like, absorb everyone's stress. You know what I mean?
And Sierra's like, yeah, I really feel for Carl. Because, like, I deal with a lot of loss in the trauma unit. And I just want him to know that, like, we're here for him. And so she's like, thanks for helping, Carl. He's like, yeah, you know what? I knew that you were thankful. I felt it.
I yeah. felt it. Oui, oui. That's French for no, no. So now Paige now has to sleep in her closet where she has all her clothes. And then Luke has made a fire. And now outside the bros are all just like talking about Des. And Luke is like, you know, it's hard for me to have an opinion on Des when I haven't had a conversation with him. But based on the little bit of talk that we've had, he kind of rubs me the wrong way. It's sort of like, you know, if you see a coyote walking along the street and it's wearing a suit and tie, and I'm like, why are you wearing that, coyote? Kind of rubs me the wrong way. Ooh, I should make that into a song, shouldn't I? Coyote, suit and tie, having me asking, what? No, still doesn't work.
I'm really trying to fit wee wee into there somehow. I don't know. I was inspired somehow. And I know everybody's dying to know what Danielle's doing. So we cut to Danielle and she's like, she's got a squeaky door. She's like,
and there's like a moth in her room and she's like, get out. Get out.
So then we cut back to the guys and Luke is like, yeah, you know, they were clearly seeing each other prior to this, but you know, then Hannah was saying she's worried about me and Carl's like, oh, feeling stressed. I'm going to go to bed now, guys. Okay, This is too much for me.
How long? I had to do dishes and it's therapeutic, but it was a long day and I was practicing my French. It's a lot. I gotta go to bed. It's a lot.
So Lindsay and Steven are in bed, and she's like, I'm bruising and my tits out. He's like, killing it, babe. Yeah.
So Lindsay and Stravi are having sex in the bathroom. Hannah and Des are having sex, who knows where. And now we get some Trixie Monocle with a very simple song. Everybody wants me. Everybody wants me. Everybody wants me. I can't control it, baby.
So now it's daytime and everyone's loading up to go to the beach. Ah. And Hannah and Des are like, we're going to stay behind. He's like, yeah, we're going to fuck. Yeah. Yeah. That all right with everyone? We're going to bone so hard. And so they all leave and Paige is trying to gossip in the car. She's like, he's like the male version of her. He's really loud.
Yeah. And Amanda's like, yeah, he seems like very calmer than Hannah. And you know, he seems like very engaged and present. And Carl's like, yeah, he made really good eye contact. Like, remember last night when I said we? Oh, remember I made that joke? He like looked at me and like, I felt it. Like, he was like, I didn't feel the stress. It was great.
Well, I was just saying engaged and present so that you guys would remember that I got engaged and maybe give me a present. Is that too much to ask the day after what was supposed to be my big day?
And then the other car, Lindsay's like, oh, Robert's coming today. So is anyone excited about that, Robert? And then Luke just yawns and goes,
yeah, I'm excited to meet him.
So in the other car, Paige is like, has anyone said anything about Steven or are we just glossing? Because I know more about Steven's relationship than mine, so I need to know what's going on. And Amanda's like, what was her relationship like with the hama, 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 hama? That's my line for Amanda. I have no idea.
And Kyle's like, yeah, well, when she saw him, I mean, her reaction was adorable. And Paige is like, Kyle, it baffles me how bad you are at gossip. And at how bad you are at finding good deals at TJ Maxx.
So they go on a boat. And Paige just starts drinking.
Yeah.
Which is
amazing.
You know, my favorite kind of Paige. Yeah. I love a drunk Paige.
Me too.
She's like, I just need another drink. At this point, I don't even care what the flavor is. I don't even care if it's Buvverloy. Just give it to me. I'll drink that piss.
And meanwhile, Hannah is like, oh, Des, let me show you a bathroom. This is the most amazing bathroom right in here. So they go into Kyle and Amanda's bathroom, and then it's like, oh, yeah, wicked on. Oh, so hot. I'm a comic. Oh. Okay, you're done? You're done here? Okay, we're done? Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. That was great. Good job.
So then back with the group, Amanda's like, I wish they came, which was so funny.
Yes.
Like, just the editing. I found out, like, they had sex 3 times yesterday, Kyle, like, twice in the bathroom and once in the bed.
And then we cut back to them, like, finishing fucking in Amanda's bathroom, and there's a car coming up the drive.
It's a Nissan Rogue. It's Robert. Speaking of rogues, here comes Robert, and Danielle's like, hi! And then we just get like a very long shot of like Robert's butt as he walks up the stairs. Like the cameraman was just like right in his butt. Like, here is a man in cargo shorts. So, and meanwhile, Hannah and Des are still having sex. Well, and then Robert and Danielle like go out to the pool and are just like drinking wine quietly and like having a pleasant, quiet romance. And then it's like Des like, should I jerk off on Carl and Amanda's bed? Ha ha ha. Should I do that? Huh?
So then Carl is talking about how his brother's girlfriend has been sending him texts about what his brother was saying about him before he passed, and it's really sweet. Yeah. And it kind of makes Carl feel guilty because he's been drinking too much. Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, you know, I've got a lot of work to do, but it's going to take some time. And so then it's like, woohoo! Like, with poor Carl. It's like every scene is like, I'm miserable. Woohoo! And everyone's like jumping in the water and partying.
So then, yeah, Stravi and Lindsay are kissing on the boat. And Paige is like, Paige is talking to Sierra. And she's like, so, okay, I'm going to try some gossip. I'm having a lot of trouble getting my gossip to really kind of like take off. So how about you, Sierra? What do you think about Steven coming back? And she's like, it's weird. It's like nothing ever happened. Yeah, I know. It's like a couple of flowers and candles would not bring me back. You know what I'm saying? But who am I to judge anyone's relationship?
Yeah. And then Hannah's like, you want to fuck me in the laundry room? So they wave to Robert. They wave to Robert and Danielle as they're sitting at the pool, and they run to the laundry room to fuck. And Rob's like, what's their story? And Danielle goes, similar to ours, actually. And he goes, ours is one of a kind.
At which point Danielle says, see these little caterpillars? You see them at the bottom of the pool? They essentially commit suicide.
And he's like, well, maybe they just don't really know what they're doing. She goes, okay. So then she looks up and she's like, I think I just saw them go into the laundry room, and I have a feeling they're not doing laundry. And we just hear like, oh yeah, yeah, ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah. She's like, well,
okay, all right, put your head down on that bottle of toilet. Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. A-L-L, that's all. Am I right? Oh, yeah.
You want me to come inside the side pod, huh? Do it. Do it. We're coming.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Hold on. Let me wipe this up with a bounce sheet. Okay. So there we go.
Bounce that ass. Bounce that ass. Oh, I said I was going to do it. So downstairs, it cuts to Danielle just going, good for them. And Robert goes, yeah.
So now Dez and Hannah get into the hot tub. And he's like, you know what? It's so crazy. I've become really reliant on our phone calls. You know what I'm saying? And she's like, yeah, it's like I talk to you on the phone for like 3 hours every single time. And like, they're like, wow, I've never fallen for someone like you before. I've never fallen for someone like you either. Wah, 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 wah.
Yeah, because I always went for guys who weren't like emotionally intelligent as me, you know? And then like that guy, I would be like, oh my God, a guy as intelligent as me? And like that guy would totally hurt me. It's like, he would like not want to fuck with the Tide Pod or something. And he's like, you know what? I like you and you don't got to be afraid, all right? Because to me, you're like already my girlfriend. And she's like,
you're like the clean to my oxy. You know what I'm saying? So now the whole...
He's like, I'm 44, so it's weird to me to be like, will you be my girlfriend? She goes, oh, I'd love to be your girlfriend. He's like, right, now you can straddle me in this here hot tub, all right?
So now now everyone else is back from their boat trip, and they're just like on the steps just dancing and being drunk. And then Luke and Carl are just hugging, and Luke's like, you know what I love? You're smiling. I love that. I like you when you smile, Carl.
Yeah, let's hug, Carl. And Danielle's like, what are they doing down there? And Robert's like, we should get a drink before they get in here, because right now I feel like a caterpillar. Please don't drown yourself.
No, I just don't know what I'm doing. So Paige is just like really drunk, like really, really drunk. And she just like goes up to Robert and she goes, we're so sorry. Like, I'm so sorry.
I felt bad for Dez because everybody saw Robert and they're like, oh my God, it's Robert! And just like jumped all over Robert. And they were so excited to see him. And when Dez came in, they were like literally hiding behind things in the house, just watching him move around.
Well, Robert's also a chef. They're like, oh my God, no more tacos. Someone could cook us something real. Not that tacos aren't real.
I wish we can show you the best versions of ourselves, but this is going to be it. Sorry, Robert. Yeah.
So then Hannah and Dez just start making out in the pool, and Kyle's peeing on a tree, and then Lindsay's jumping into Stravi's arm, just like the usual stuff. So now in the hot tub, we have Sierra and Paige and Dez and Hannah, and they're there, and Paige is like, oh my God, like on the boat today, I like literally almost had sex with Carl today. Like... And Dez is like, oh yeah, well we did a tour of all the rooms. I mean, just kidding. I fucked in your bed, Paige, basically.
Yeah, it's like I fucked in every room. So we cut to Kyle and Amanda, and he's like, oh my, he's like, Paige got lit, and I really love that. And Amanda's like, yeah, that's the Paige I love. Like, I miss that version of Paige. Yeah, the moment, like, she's herself without Hannah and the Giggly Squad, like, that's my favorite version. Like, she, like, shines. She's like, yeah, killer. And, like, Hannah, and meanwhile, Paige is, like, drowning outside the hot tub. She's like, Paige is like, fuck Carl in my head.
Yeah, she's like, in my head, I was flirting with Carl. They're like, did you flirt with Carl, or did you just flirt with him in your head? She goes, in my head, I flirted with everyone in the ocean.
So it cuts back, and Amanda's like, yeah, Hannah and Dez are, like, adorable. And Carl goes, I like Dez. And she goes, yeah. Like, when she can just be with someone who likes her back, it's, like, adorable, Carl.
And then Luke is just, like, playing beer pong, but also doing, like, a little Russian dance. Like, oh, look at me. It's like I'm Russian. Oh, yeah.
So back to the hot tub. Hannah's like, we fucked in every room in the house today. Yeah, but you know what? I have to say, in the pantry, she ate a little. She ate a little in there.
He's like, yeah, we ate in the pantry, you know what I'm saying? And Sierra's like, so you licked her vagina? He goes, no, that was actually in Kyle and Amanda's bathroom. Hey! At which point I'm just like, you are a guest here, and like, I don't know, like... This guy is rubbing me the wrong way, too. I am not going to lie.
Well, he's rubbing Sierra the wrong way, too, because she's like, I'm going to drown myself. So then
Amanda's like, yeah, he's so fucking cool. Like, to see her best friend finally be with someone who, like, actually likes her back. And Carl's like, so you're observing that, you know?
Because Amanda's, like, a little overboard with this new guy. And I think everyone's going to be like, fuck this guy.
Yeah. So then Hannah's to Paige like, Paige, don't tell Kyle and Amanda that I went down on her in the bathroom. Don't tell them that. And then she's like, I
would never tell. Never.
Within this hour. I will not. I would never tell him in front of your face. I would never say that.
Yeah. And she says, I don't care how many fights they've had. That is the biggest fuck you I've ever seen. Kyle is going to lose his damn mind when somebody tells him that's not me. Within the next hour.
I hope that I am... I hope I'm there when someone... Basically, when I tell them that it happened. I can't wait to see it.
Well, that brings us to the end of Sommerhausen.
That was a fun episode. It's so good. I love a show that can get you fighting about really the stupidest shit. That was a really... I really enjoyed our arguments today, Ronnie. Those were really fun.
Uh-huh. I'll see after this. You're going to be like, Matt Whitfield is back on Watch What Crappens, and you are out. Goodbye.
So we're going to wrap up now. I'm going to go respond to some very angry tweets that will be coming directed my way. How could
you? Why do you think you're going to get angry tweets?
How could you?
Why do you think you're going to get angry tweets? You didn't say anything bad.
Well, I said something like moderately supportive of Hannah. So I think that's like, I don't think you're allowed to do that anymore. So I'm just going to have to deal with that. That'll be my journey. And
you're going to get Bernard at the stake.
Bernard.
I'm a comic.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to
that. All right, everybody. Well, we sure love you. Thanks so much for being here. We will be back next week with some Top Chef, Housewives, all that good stuff. Go get tickets for our live show, okay? Which is going to be May 6th. And we're going to recap the Real Housewives of New York City premiere.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels, Dana C. Dana Do.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
She's a little bit loony.
Junie. She's always supplying. It's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson. Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters. There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya. The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy Cease and Desisto. Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Erica, 500 Days of Summers.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible, edible Matthews sisters.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell. Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
With Sky Broadband Super Fast, you get minion-proof Wi-Fi around the home. Whether you're streaming on the sofa,
gaming in the bedroom,
or swiping in the bathroom.
Hey, get out of here!
I said swiping. Switch your home to minion-proof Wi-Fi with Sky Broadband Super Fast. Sky, believe in better. Requires Sky Broadband Super Fast. Sky Fiber areas only. Speeds vary by location. External factors may affect speed and coverage. See sky.com.